Non-violence, reconciliation and respect for creation are the core values of the Damietta Peace Initiative, which is a Franciscan interfaith-driven peace enterprise for Africa. A key part of the initiative is to form Pan-African conciliation teams throughout the continent who are trained to monitor tensions and conflict in their local areas and learn to intervene quickly when these tensions can give rise to violence. The international director of the Damietta Peace Initiative is Father Kees Tonneson, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
Damietta Peace Initiative works from the grassroots up. It's not an NGO or a governmental type of organization. So it works from a basic level of trust amongst people where they share values together, understand each other's values, and then work on projects together. So it starts at a deeper level. It starts in these little grassroots communities, working with values and trust, and out of that, practical projects evolve. So it doesn't start with a project per se, like building a dam or a school, but it starts at a communitarian level in what we call PACT groups, Pan-African Conciliation Teams. And there's about 200 of them in Africa at the moment.
And where are they most active and where are they growing fastest?
Yes, we're active in South Africa. There's about 90 there and in various areas in the country. We're in many, many different kinds of communities with refugees and trying to make peace between them and local communities in areas that are rural where there are farm worker tensions and in amongst youth and in creches and in many kinds of workshops. So there's a great variety of places and instances in which we work. In Kenya, after the elections, we could make peace before the elections as well as after, in the sense that the peace groups helped promote understanding between different parties, and this alleviated a lot of tension during the last elections. We also work in Zambia, a bit smaller there in different parts. And in Nigeria, we do a lot of work between Muslims and Christians, amongst youth, amongst religious leaders, in communities where there is a lot of tension and violence. We've been able to have quite a big impact there too. So those are the countries, four countries we're involved in at the moment.
And where have you seen the most exciting or promising concrete results so far?
Well, every year we get together, the country coordinators come to Pretoria to report back and feedback, and the success stories are truly amazing. I think maybe Nigeria would be one of the places where we know the violence is very tense.
Where in Nigeria?
In Jos particularly. In Jos there were 14 communities in which there were no-go areas. You would be shot and or attacked, and these areas are now all peaceful, so you don't really hear about Jos so much on the news anymore. The tension is further north in the northern parts of Nigeria now, yeah.
Cynics might say that this could seem all rather pie in the sky, the wild dream of an idealist. How would you refute those criticisms?
Well, St. Francis was, if you like, a kind of romantic idealist, but what he did actually achieve results. In the Fifth Crusade, he brokered peace with the Sultan in Egypt. Things really happened, and this becomes a model for us too. Things do happen when people meet and talk to each other and share each other's stories. Out of that, real projects get off the ground. I think St. Francis is one example, but Pope Francis also brings this new hope, this new sense of possibility of things happening in encounters with people.
And it is, as you say, an interfaith initiative, so it's like Christians and Muslims working side by side.
Yes, yes, and there's amazing stories where you know, people would phone up the imam and say, we'd like to have a meeting with some of our women, and he'll say, that's fine, we'll bring a car over with six women tomorrow morning, and you have a good chat. And so the relationships can be quite amazing what materializes.
And what are your long-term goals?
Our long-term goals is just to generate peace within Africa. And our Minister General, Mauro Jori, a Capuchin Minister General, has invited us to go to Mexico, where there's a lot of drug tensions, as well as India, Pakistan. So we'll see how things develop this year and next year.
I presume you've also got plans to expand into other countries in Africa where you're not currently
absolutely,
doing this?
Absolutely.
Such as?
Yes, we're invited to Tanzania, Uganda, Somalia, Angola. But we want to make sure that we consolidate well in the countries we are, and so that the roots are deep. And so we'd rather consolidate there first before going wildly into every country. But it's certainly part of our agenda.